Well, the Olympic flame has been extinguished. London is winding down while Rio de Janeiro is looking forward to 2016. But right here in Massachusetts, we're still basking in the glow of Olympic gold.
The winner and new Olympic champion, Harris Lynn, United States of America!
That would be Kayla Harrison of Marblehead, Massachusetts. The 22-year-old is America's first ever men's or women's judo gold medalist.
And Harrison is back home now, but not for long. Just back from London, she's about to head out again to New York on a media tour. But we caught up with her a little earlier this afternoon.
Kayla Harrison, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
So, Kayla, I have to say that for us here at Radio Boston, you are probably one of the people who most epitomizes the Olympic spirit. Not only are you a champion, a gold medal winner, but you just are such an incredible person. So I'm very excited to talk to you. I want to start, though, by just going back and asking you, what were you feeling in the moments right before that final gold medal match?
Well, honestly, it was just 100% focused. You know, all throughout the day, I had been telling myself that it was just another tournament, because if I allowed it to be the Olympics, if I allowed it to be my entire life in that one match, I probably would have staked myself out. So the whole day it was just, you know, this is my day, this is my purpose, Kayla Harrison, Olympic champion.
And you've had that focus for at least, what, the past 2 years? Because I've read that every night before going to bed, you visualized winning the Olympic gold.
Yeah, basically, since the World Championships in 2010, I've been visualizing winning the Olympics before I went to sleep.
But maybe you hadn't visualized the fact that the person that you were going to have this last match against would be from the home country of the Olympics that year. I mean, you fought against Gemma Gibbons of Great Britain in London. She had home mat advantage. So what were you thinking about that and the crowd?
Definitely. I spent time visualizing fighting her because I knew that her being on home mat would be a big advantage for her, and I wanted to, you know, sort of get my mind used to the feeling of having a crowd completely against you.
So, Kayla, we just watched the match again here in our offices before talking to you, and my heart was in my throat the whole time. We've got a link to it at our website, so everyone who's listening to this, it's at radioboston.org. But there's this moment about 16 seconds right before the end of the match where your coach, Jimmy Pedro, from the sidelines, I guess, he shouts this particular thing to you. We've got it on tape here, so let's listen.
Harrison! Harrison! You're Olympic champion if you finish the fight smart! Do not turn your back around!
So it's a little tough to hear because the arena was really loud, but he basically shouts to you, Harrison, you are Olympic champion. You'll finish this fight smart. Did you hear him when he said that?
I did. I actually haven't had a chance to watch my match yet, so you just gave me goosebumps. But going into that match, it was all about tactics. It was all about, you know, staying disciplined and using the Pedro system to win the match. I was up by 2 yugos. I had a pretty solid lead. It was, at that point, it was just about me fighting smart and not making a big mistake. And I did. I didn't make a mistake. I won.
Well, let's relive those last few moments where, indeed, you became Olympic champion.
See, she's moving around, not trying to hook up. She's going to jump on top
Kayla
of her for the
Harrison
choke. Just won
the
gold medal winner!
2.5 years visualizing this moment. She is now the gold medal winner, the first ever for an American judo athlete.
So, Kayla Harrison,
Wow. Amazing.
I presume that moment never will ever get old for you.
I wish you could see the smile on my face right now. It's so crazy to think. Not only, you know, that I went to the Olympics and I competed, but I won. And not only did I win, but I'm the first from the United States to ever win.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because judo has this incredible following in Europe, in South America, obviously in Asia as well. It's not that high profile a sport here in the United States. And you come home the first ever American Olympic champion, men or women, in this sport. So what does that mean for you as a lover of judo?
It's a huge honor. I mean, I go to Paris and I sign autographs, and I, you know, go to Japan and people, you know, I'm on TV. But to come home to your home country and to be a hero and to be put up as one of the best, it's a huge honor. And I'm just so proud and so happy to be able to bring home the first gold to the United States.
Kayla, I think a lot of people may be familiar with a part of your story which was a challenge for you, and that is that your former judo coach in Ohio, in 2007, you took him to court for sexually abusing you, and he ended up pleading guilty. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about how facing up to that adversity in your life has affected your career.
Being a victim of sexual abuse is one of those things that, you know, changes your life. You never forget it. You have a big road ahead of you to be able to overcome it. And all I can really say is that I was lucky enough to have people around me who helped me. And instead of going down a completely terrible path, which I wanted to, you know, they took judo and they used it and gave me a goal and gave me something to focus on so that my whole life wasn't sort of this huge mess. So,
well, talk to me a little bit more about Jimmy Pedro, because you were just 16 when you came to Massachusetts and joined his and his father's gym, and you came by yourself.
From the beginning, the Pedros, they made sure that they were good male role models for me. You know, they knew that I needed a strong male role model in my life that would always do the right thing. But Jimmy took on the role of coach, and he's been, you know, my coach, my mentor, someone I've looked up to since I was a little girl. He really kept that boundary very strict. And Big Jim, his dad, sort of became like another father figure to me. And together, they both have shaped me and helped mold me into a strong, confident young woman. And I love saying this, an Olympic champion.
You can say it as much as you want. Well, Kayla, I wonder if we could talk for a minute about what judo itself as a martial art, as a discipline, means to you, because I've read you describing judo as a beautiful sport, but maybe not in the way that sort of mainstream sport enthusiasts in the United States might consider, quote unquote, what beauty is. So can you describe why you find judo to be so elegant and beautiful to you?
What I love about judo is that not only is it a sport, but it's a martial art. It's for everyone. Whether you're the 6-year-old little girl who has no confidence and who needs to build her self-esteem, or you're the 60-year-old guy who's looking to get in better shape, judo in Japanese means a gentle way. So it's not necessarily about being the toughest or the biggest or the strongest. It's about using your mind and your body and using your opponent's force against them. Judo literally takes every ounce of your focus and every, you know, muscle in your body to perform some of the moves and some of the throws. And I hope that people give it a chance.
So I've read that you said that your favorite saying is, first you fuel the desire and then the desire fuels you. So how do you do that? Where do you find that initial spark that creates that intense desire that you so clearly have when you're on the mat?
Desire, it definitely comes from within. It's something that you can't teach. You can't help anyone find that. It's something that they have to have inside of them. And I think that it's something that I had inside of me from a very young age. And I think that it was something that was sparked, you know, by the things that happened to me. There would be mornings when I would wake up and I would say, you know what, I'm going to do it anyways. I'm going to prove everyone wrong. I'm going to outshine all of them. You have to have that burning desire, that need to succeed in order to be the best.
So, do you have your sights set on 2016?
I'm not sure. I made a deal with Jimmy and Big Jim that if I won the Olympics, I could retire. But there is no greater high than being the best in the world, than stepping out on the highest stage in the world and competing at your very best. Not in an office, not, you know, in a gym, nowhere. So, I can't imagine walking away from the sport just yet.
Well, Kayla Harrison, you absolutely are America's first gold medal judo winner. And also, in our eyes here at Radio Boston, and I'm sure for thousands and thousands of other people, an absolute gold medal winner when it comes to epitomizing the Olympic spirit. So thank you so much for talking with me, and congratulations again.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.